At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a show where comedians and friends talk about the most random stories on the Internet. Nothing trending, nothing new usually. If you want to submit a story to us, you can. Just email us, internet@kevonstage.com. Today's esteemed panelists, Mel Mitchell, the baddest Mitch, Big Irish Jay, and Tony Baker.
Yes, drink water.
Today's story that we're kicking off, every monk in a Thai temple defrocked after testing positive for meth. A Buddhist temple in central Thailand has been left without monks after all its holy men failed drug tests and were defrocked. I guess they took their monk stuff off.
Yeah.
A local official said Tuesday, four monks, including an abbot at Buddhist temple in Phetchabun province, Bung Sam Phan district tested
that might
positive
be racist
for
the way you said that. You put a little twang on it.
Bung Sam Phan. District tested positive for methamphetamines on Monday. District official Boon Lert Tenopathy told AFP. The monks were sent to a health clinic to undergo drug rehabilitation. The temple is now empty of monks, and nearby villagers are concerned they cannot do any merit making, he said, which involves worshippers donating food to monks as a good deed. Boon Lert said more monks will be sent to the temple. Boon Lert said more monks will be sent to the temple to allow villagers to practice religious obligations.
So they got to find
lost
all new monks?
Squad.
So were they just doing meth, or did they put meth in the air?
And why meth?
They were doing meth.
The monks didn't ease in with marijuana?
Like meth?
They meth.
No mushrooms.
So was that meth lab? Man. Did they have a meth dealer?
Looks like they were taking meth pills. They're selling
meth pills?
Meth pills called Yaba sell for less than 20 baht, which is around 50 cents U.S.
That's cheap.
It's not bad.
They just sell meth there?
They sell meth in Thailand.
You but know that's they be opioid,
making,
right?
They be making them drugs in Asia. What's Remember the, on Frank Lucas movie?
What's the plant? What's the plant they be getting their hair on from?
The
poppy seed?
Yeah, plant? Opium plant?
Opium, that's what it is.
There you go. Yeah. Poppy plant got that opium.
And they be in East Asia.
How did they discover that when they had the plant?
Somebody went to do their obligations and the monks was high.
Can you imagine a high monk?
Right. It's funny when they get fired, they snatch your hoodie off. You like, man, you don't deserve this. They snatch it off, just half a hoodie. You get on out of here.
Defrost.
Go on, get.
And they just leave.
That Heron lead.
They love
But like a bunch of hot monks?
All the monks in the temple and the abbot, all five of them.
I bet that temple was clean, though.
Spick and span.
I don't know how people are when they're high on meth.
I don't either. I just assume that they're like,
that's not a chill high.
Was Breaking Bad was meth?
But who was doing?
I just remember
the show.
Him selling it. I don't remember.
Was Trains? I never saw Trains, but
when I think of meth, I think of like.
Remember when Jesse was with them people? They were just kind of like passing out a lot.
They were
smoking and they were just like.
Oh, it's like heroin.
Yeah, it's like
a
heroin.
I thought it was like a.
I don't think it's the upper.
Okay, it's a.
Can y'all explain? I mean, I know what a monk is, but what monks be doing? Like, explain like I'm five.
What that monk
go
do?
Go up there to go meditate and shit, right?
They be quiet.
I'm gonna look
so
up.
So how
what
you
do
gonna be a
do?
High monk? I probably would've been up there for meditation, like.
Because it's boring.
That's probably why
they're boring in these monk streets.
They probably was bored and hungry. Don't they be fasting and
they
stuff
be
too?
Doing that too.
Hungry and bored. You like, know what we gonna do? Drugs.
What if one monk lied, man? Take the pill, take the edge off. It's just, you know, dietary.
I wonder who was the first monk to be like, okay, y'all, I got an idea.
Right.
How about we take these pills?
Right.
They probably was like, nah. And they was like, hear me out.
It had to be some monk that didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
The last monk to find out.
They were just putting it in teas and stuff like that. And so they was like,
This tea good as
hell. I didn't think of a monk having to dress regular to go buy the drugs. Because you can't pull up to the drug corner.
Monk, ain't you?
And monk stuff like, let me get a yabba. They're like,
somebody said methamphetamines keeps you awake for days.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Reach a higher level of consciousness. All right.
So that's
you can't, but you still.
But you know what? When religious leaders do weird shit like that, they always have a religious reason. I wanted to be closer to.
That's what they say. Yeah. Sometimes people just want to do drugs.
They probably hallucinating.
That's one of my favorite Chris Rock jokes. He was saying that, like, even if you ban all the drugs, he was like, a nigga put some alcohol and a lima bean in the baby bottle. Figure out how to get high. Monks go on alms around in the morning, and the other activities of the day are morning chores, breakfast, and the main meal at 7 p.m. They gather for meditation, and they take precepts by the laity and the Dhamma talk.
It's a lot of free time to do some meth.
A lot of free time to do drugs. That's probably the best days of their life. And what do monks do now that you can't monk? You got big gaps in your resume.
Get a job.
You can't just work regular if you've been monking for 20 years. And plus, they're like, why'd you get fired from being a monk? They're like, first of all, they lied on me. Said I was on yabba.
They said we were doing meth.
I wasn't on no yabba, bro. I just meditate at a higher level.
Word going to get around about that temple.
Yeah.
Used to be a monk. Which temple? Oh, it was the...
It looked like a crack house.
You don't know nothing about this temple. It was out of state.
You look familiar. You see me no damn... And they got the like stubble because their hair got to grow back.
It was all West State, man. I'm from out of state as well. Oh, I mean, you know, it's just.
It's far. You
trying to find a different temple.
It's
yeah, we was monks in the U.S.
Remember when Martin became a monk? He had the half braid.
That was a crazy episode.
That's wild, man. All of them, though.
All
the That's
monks.
Why it suspected me.
That all of them?
All of them.
You can't. If the first monk is high, and if we all monks. And then one day I'm meditating and I'm just like, oh man.
But it's the other way, right? Because they say it keeps you up.
Oh well, then I mean you could be up like this though. You don't have to be up and active.
Oh, Kev,
you know what I'm saying?
Up.
He's still up.
So like, hey, yo, Kev, how you staying up?
And I'm like, bro, I'm on that yabba.
The who?
The yabba, bro. Don't tell Jay.
Yabba dabba dude.
I was just mentioned Martin. I was gonna say that's when you got me in trouble. Back
Martin?
In the all deaf digital days.
Yeah, sure
and somebody
did.
Just said Jay don't like Martin.
That's true. We did black people watch Martin for the first time.
No, white people.
Or white people watch Martin for the first time, and we couldn't find enough whites. So I was like, Jay, act like you don't like Martin. He was like, this is like
I was
my
like, I've
show.
Seen probably every episode. He goes, just, you know, make some jokes. And I was like,
y'all ruined
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. And then me and Ian.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And both me and canceled. Ian. Yeah, everybody was like, this white devil doesn't deserve to watch Martin. How dare he speak
they
on
They set
her?
You up for the fail.
Because we had the black people watch Friends, and Jay had never seen Friends.
Yeah.
He'd seen every episode of Martin two or three times. He was like, you really should have me watch Friends. We were like, we're a racist company right now. It doesn't work to have white people watch Friends. That was when all dev was all... Black people do this, grabbing penises for the first time.
Right.
Like, that's Sunday. I look back, nigga, we did. Can you guess the penis blindfold? Do black people have the biggest penises?
Oh,
yeah. They should have called me. Why did anybody call me?
You were seven.
She was seven.
Kanisha Bus grabbed B-Lou's meat.
Oh, wow.
B-Lou was in there, and Kanisha was good at smell. She could tell who had the biggest penis. She
who
could
won
tell.
The biggest penis? Was it the blacks?
I don't think it was a black dude.
No.
I think it was a white dude.
No.
Yeah, it was crazy. We had, can you tell the titties of a woman?
Ass.
And them videos did stupid numbers.
Of course. I mean, you
can
know.
You kiss Damn. And tell? I mean, it was just filth, flarn, filth.
Dude, those comments, though, lit me up.
They were mad.
It was so funny.
Martin is precious in the black community.
Oh, no,
for
I
sure.
Get it.
For
and
sure.
Then, and then somebody was like, they showed the dumbest Martin. It was like the Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why they do this episode? I was like, dude.
Of all the episodes.
Y'all want to know something that's going to age me again?
Oh, my God.
You've never seen Martin?
No, I've seen Martin. My mom was watching Martin when she went into labor with me.
Come on, man.
That's how young I am.
What was Martin, 92 to 96?
92. Yeah, something like that. Yep. That's how young I am. My mom was watching Martin.
Remember that episode where that lady gave birth in his living room and the baby
Lena
shot
from
out
a different
into
world.
The kitchen? That was
she
her.
Projectile.
That was her.
That was you.
She was the baby
I'm
that
the
he
baby.
Rinsed off in the sink.
So you only knew Martin.
Shot right to the sink.
Like,
I
caught him.
You only know Martin as reruns.
I mean,
Nah, you only know Martin as reruns. You never ran home to make sure you was there on Fox.
I never seen a new episode of Martin in like a time I can remember. Not really, no. I remember Martin. I remember Fresh Prince.
Out,
I was really young, though.
I remember Fresh Prince. Like, it's hazy. I remember the war.
I mean, I'm saying, I remember Fresh Prince in real time. It's very vague because Will Smith was my first crush when I was like 2 or 3 years old, and my parents entertained it.
You had a crush that early?
I've been liking niggas for a long time.
To the bathtub!
Watch the previous episode to hit that joke.
I don't know my ABCs, but that's a man right
there.
That
early.
And I have been chained to light-skinned men that are a little dumb since then.
Oh, wow.
Who was your guys' first crush?
Am I sidetracking, by the way?
This whole podcast is sidetracked.
Okay, right,
okay. Wonder Woman.
Really?
Linda Carter.
Yeah, Linda Carter.
A white woman.
I saw that show. Wonder Woman. She was spinning around. I'd be like, my eyes lit up. I was like, oh. Wonder Woman.
Now, when you watch, I wonder if you're like me.
You want her to
grab like, Wonder Woman. And she's born, and then she was in costume. I was like, oh.
You're
Wonder Woman, huh?
You know what's crazy?
She still looks
good. If you look back on it, she's funny on Twitter. Yeah. I'm like, as I remembered her, I was like, man, Wonder Woman was thick. But now when I look at it, I'm like,
she was thick.
But thick has changed.
Thick has changed. Because J-Lo was thick. I'm like, this bitch ain't thick. I'm thick.
She had them cheeks.
She's thick.
She always
J-Lo
had them cakes.
Kind of thick.
You know what I'm saying? She always had them.
There's different thicks.
Yeah.
You know, there's the Blizzard milkshake where you can turn over. There's like a regular milkshake. Like, this is also thick. It ain't no Blizzard. J-Lo ain't no Blizzard.
J-Lo had them cheeks.
But she sold them sweatsuits.
She did.
She sold them sweatsuits. My first crush, Jay, was Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford?
Cindy Crawford was in them Pepsi commercials, and I was like,
a lot of white women
you.
Up in here, and he going to say the black woman. I already know it. He going to say somebody like, what's the name for Good Times or some shit.
It is Thelma.
Now.
It was. Holy.
Let me tell you something.
Thelma.
Let me tell you this.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
To this day, Thelma from Good Times is the best looking TV
so
woman
fine.
Of all time.
Oh, yeah!
She
you
is
had to look
best.
Her up?
I thought
you
were talking about Florida Evans. I was like,
she is.
I thought y'all being funny. I don't
know
what her name was.
That's the rule.
Florida Evans?
That Florida Evans was her name. I forgot.
Florida Evans.
Thelma
from Good Times is the finest TV regular.
She was ever.
It's a bad bitch.
That was my crush. You know who
is? Can you put
I'm gonna
above
tell you.
Her.
Okay, so first let me answer a question. Cindy Crawford was my first crush until I saw Halle Berry on TV. Black woman wasn't on TV like that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was watching mostly cartoons. Cindy Crawford was everywhere in the early 90s. I saw Halle Berry and I was like, all right, I don't even identify with that no more.
Yeah.
Her. To me, I think it was
TV
probably
regular.
TV regular?
Just TV.
TV. Probably. I remember when Martin, they would make fun of Pam, and I was like, nigga, Pam is gorgeous.
You putting Pam above
Above Gina?
No, above Thelma.
Thelma? Yeah. Mm. But for me, it was Ashley.
I had the crush on Ashley.
Fresh Prince, Ashley, and Hillary. I was like, Hillary, Karen Parsons in Fresh Prince, and then Major Payne?
I got a crush on her in Class Act.
Karen Parsons?
Yeah, because when I watched The Fresh Prince, I was like, Ashley. Because it was like she was in my age range. So
I was like,
that's who I'm connected to.
Yeah, that's how it's
Then when I saw Class Act, I was like, Hillary, though.
I'll give you another one. Erica Alexandra.
Oh, yeah. Living Single.
They were all beautiful. Everybody
she looks the same.
Oh,
she
does. She's been playing a lot of cop roles. Like, she plays a cop in a lot of movies.
She plays a mom on the Wu-Tang series, too. She's
good in the Upshaws, too.
Yeah.
That was my next probably big crush. Oh man.
It took a while, though. That's a big gap.
Justin Bieber or B2K.
Thelma held on to it.
Or Planet Behavior.
Okay, first off, it's B5.
That was them light-skinned boys.
Again, I have been, and it's not even, I had to unpack it myself. Is this colorism, baby girls? Is this self-hate? Do you hate yourself?
Wait, who was your first?
These red niggas
B5.
Have been. They were just one of them. B5 is
the
Diddy
R&B group.
It was R&B group. I was obsessed with them. But I was going to say Alan Payne.
Okay.
That was a lot of y'all was feeling that. Alan Payne was in them streets.
Yeah, he was.
Because I used to watch a lot of Nick at Night. And when the Cosby showed them seasons with Erica Alexander and Charmaine and Lance. Mm. And I'm like, that's a fucking man right there.
He was on the Cosby show.
I don't know much about much, but Lance is fine as fuck.
I want to be a piece of Lance.
And then also Mel Jackson.
Oh, they love Mel Jackson.
These light skinned men have had me to choke on
Mel Jackson, Bumper Robinson.
Oh, Bubba Robinson.
Bubba Robinson was killing.
He was a soul food.
Right? Yeah.
Mel Jackson.
He also had a little bit of a shiesty.
He was disrespectful.
He's like,
soul food.
Because your wife, I told Cola, who the fuck is Cola? I told her she got that Coke bottle shape. boom. Beat his ass right there in that job.
He was asking for it.
He was asking for that.
Is
it Michael Beach who smashed the cousin Faith?
Yeah.
His face when he got caught.
Oh man,
He was like,
Faith was fine. Though.
Faith had a husband destroyer.
Now I watched about her. I seen Soul Food a bunch, especially during the quarantine. I had nothing else to do, but I was just analyzing black movies. Faith meant well. Faith was just a hoe. She couldn't help it.
Yeah.
But the way Terry couldn't support, I can understand. If your husband is a SoundCloud rapper, I support not supporting it. But he had bangers. This nigga had Jodeci and Babyface and Babyface Brothers. That was a fucking hit. You could have came to that club and supported that shit.
When a man don't feel supported, man, listen.
And who was there? Faith was there.
Faith was at that concert.
You come around with the support, you're going to be like, man.
And then he played, I saw it happen. I saw the spark, and I was like, they tried to fight it.
Terry wasn't bringing it.
That's a good point.
Terry was a bitch.
Her point of the music was solid is a good point.
Yeah.
Terry had a lot of pressure on her, though.
She did, though.
Terry took all the pressure. She got her nigga took by her sister, and then her little cousin. I understand Terry's wrath.
Yeah,
I get
for
it.
Sure.
There is a changing narrative that Big Mama is the villain.
She's the big villain.
She
gonna kill her family.
Yeah. They're not taking my leg, and that's that.
Stubborn, man.
Somebody on Twitter was like, Uncle Pete's TV ain't got no guts in it. We up there watching a black screen.
Man.
And y'all mad at Terry.
He got dementia. You let your other daughter steal your first daughter, man. Yep.
Wasn't Nia Long in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Bird. Cola.
Yeah. Welcome. Let me tell you, my first crushes, but the day I was like, this, I feel something. Y'all remember the movie Jason's Lyric?
Yeah, of course.
Boy.
I was in that movie.
That's Alan Payne.
He put that necklace down that butt. I was like.
They had some love scenes in that movie. They had a sex scene and a love scene in that movie.
I shouldn't have been watching it.
Because the sex was when they was in the store.
She was getting banged out on the cash register. Yeah.
I was like, we doing this.
But the Alan little Payne. Necklace on the butt, I said, I love black women.
When I was finally old enough to watch it on my own time, that may have been a bathtub. I'm like, let me go take me a bath.
Of course.
She going to kill herself. Trying to put the VCR in the bathtub.
And I was reading the article. The original cut was NC-17. And I don't know who directed that movie. I need to see the uncut version.
Yeah, the uncut.
I want to see the scenes that didn't make it.
I hated Jada's hair in that movie.
I'm
not even a big I hate on women's hair, but it was just like, cause Jada in Low Down Dirty Shame, that was prime Jada.
Peaches, that was prime, man.
I was like, yo.
Oh, she
Jada.
Had a mullet a little bit on Jason.
It was just like
was a
weird, like little curl mullet thing. I was like, ah.
And then the other, Lisa Nicole Carson and Tretch in their sex scene when they was on the island.
Yeah. There's a lot of sex in that movie.
It was sexy. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was Houston in the summertime.
Soul food.
Yeah.
Big beehive hair, long nails, ghetto, gold.
Lisa Nicole Carson was sexy.
Violence.
Too.
Yeah, she was.
Jason, not saying that like she passed away, but you know.
No, she had range because that, and then she was in Love Jones.
Yeah.
Now Love Jones.
She was in East Bayou, ruining relationships.
East Bayou, she was good. That was a good 90s hoochie.
I love East Bayou.
East Bayou was good too. I watched that during quarantine, like with adult eyes. I was like, damn, this good. So do y'all think, speaking of, have y'all watched East Bayou recently?
Yeah.
What do y'all think happened? Do y'all think Sam Jackson raped Megan Good?
No.
Or do you think she was hallucinating? It made some up.
She made some up.
I didn't watch it recently. I actually don't think I've even seen East Bayou all the way through.
She made some up. She admitted to it.
But so I think because the spirit, it was what happened when she y'all have you seen it?
I saw it last month on the watch party. So I'm fresh.
You saw it last night.
Last month.
Funny you mentioned East Bayou last night. I was watching.
So it's fresh on my mind.
Was Journey Smollett in that?
Yeah.
She acted her ass off.
She was killing.
She been acting for a minute.
She
was in
killing.
It too.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Sam was doing some weird shit, but I think she had a weird, what's the Minerva complex? The opposite of the Oedipus complex. when the girls be in love with their daddy.
I never heard of this.
Y'all never heard of the Oedipus complex?
I figured it would exist, but I didn't know.
The opposite is the Minerva complex.
Okay, cool. Two things I don't know.
Oedipus complex from a baby boy. You got an Oedipus complex. You want your mom.
You want your mom.
She my woman. That nigga Ving Rhames was wildly disrespectful in baby boy.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to make Tyrese pay for stealing.
Elektra complex. That's what it is. Thank y'all, baby. Elektra, not Minerva. I don't know where I got Minerva from.
Ving Rhames was cooking breakfast in socks only.
That was ridiculous.
That was mad ridiculous.
Just to look back. I don't want your bald hair in my fucking head, nigga.
He had an apron on.
He did have an apron on.
One of my favorite scenes, Baby Boy has been played so much that it has lost the drama feel of it.
Yeah.
It's now a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
But Tyrese, when he relaxed after he talked to Melvin,
he thought he really did have something with your son.
Yeah, I seen your son. He laid back.
He thought he killed
him. And then Melvin said,
call for your mama.
He came in there fast.
His arm
was big as hell, dog. It looked
that
like
was a good time.
Tyrese's head was so small in that arm. I was like, he's choked out.
I don't care what nobody. Baby Boy is a good ass movie.
I love it.
It's entertaining.
It's so, and it's so many quotes that apply to life.
Oh.
I think AJ Johnson did a great job. She was like, Mama got to have a life too.
She was great.
And then, like, especially being a scorned woman, my new scorned woman era, when she was like, you ain't dumb, baby. You just in love with a man. I said, you know what?
AJ Johnson was my favorite acting in that movie.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Because she was never over the top, but she was emotional. Remember when she was telling him, you need to go do your own shit and just watch your back. And she got emotional real quick.
Yeah.
I was like, see, this is subtle.
She just wanted to be in her garden.
Exactly. I felt
she
like,
bro, I've been raising you forever. Yes. My mama got to have, we still say mama got to have.
I said it the other day.
One thing I love about being black, we get a quote from a movie and add it to our life.
Right, don't we?
We.
What? Oh, my bad.
We. It's okay.
Sorry. My fault.
I heard Go With God Crispy on Sister Act 2, and I've used that ever since. But anyway, next story.
Never seen Sister Act 2 all the way through. That's my reveal.
It was good having you on the show.
Just keep looking at
Are you being for real? Look. Tony. Anthony Charles Baker. Anthony Charles
Baker. It's okay to not see Sister Act 1, but you go
Absolutely.
See Sister Act 2.
How did you? If you want to be somebody.
If you want to go somewhere.
You better wake up and
pay attention.
You is the movie person. That's what you do.
Come and join the chorus. The mighty, mighty chorus.
Tony. Tony!
Has your guys' friendship taken a little bit of a hit?
I am flabbergasted.
By the
way. This is way worse than me not knowing about Anita Baker.
Infinitely.
How? How much have you seen?
How far did you get?
Where did you stop?
Lauryn Hill.
You just saw Sis.
I saw Lauryn Hill singing and stuff, you know?
Lauryn Hill singing and stuff!
Tony.
You don't know about Cole Beans and Collard Greens?
City High was in there.
Cole Beans. Oh. It's just so many. It's better than the first.
It made way less.
The first
get
one.
The first one out of
it
here.
It made way less at the box office than the first one.
Did you not watch
it's
it because it made less? Why haven't you went back and watched
if
it?
If you
now?
Don't get on Disney Plus as soon as you get home and watch that film,
Mel Mitchell was born in 2006 comment. And she watched
at least 100 times. I wore that VHS out.
Not even once, Tony. Tony. I don't want
rotten tomatoes.
When Jesus,
you are making a choice now. You are. Why are you sticking to these guns?
Just life be happening, man.
Tony,
life comes at you pretty fast.
Get on your Patreon. You need to have a watch party and watch it.
It's
all
not
the way.
Streaming nowhere.
It's on Disney
Plus.
You just make this shit up.
Tony's like, I don't have.
It's not streaming nowhere.
He made
a move.
I feel like Bishop.
I feel like Bishop at these shot the dude. Like, what was you doing? He made a move. That's all he had.
So did you see it in the VH? So you didn't go to theaters, obviously.
Nah.
Somebody rented it and you just left.
I never rented it.
You've never even seen a second of it, huh?
I've seen pieces.
You seen the pieces on YouTube or on TV?
No, like
here we go.
At the house.
And you never thought, for my black culture-ness, I need to sit down.
I was just like, once I saw it in theaters and it didn't do as well, I judged it. I was like, because comedy sequels, man, is tough.
That's one of the best sequels,
though. The majority of them don't work. So I was like, man, look out. And then when it came to video, I was just like, you know, all right. I was just, this was 93, man.
Tony,
give me the action.
It's been 30 years.
I mean,
it's infinitely better than the first.
It's literally like.
Is it really?
Yes! Like, I'm not even
is
just
Is it because
saying.
It's blacker?
No, it is a. I like Sister Act 1.
The music's better, the cast.
Maybe it connected with it more. And I like Sister Act 1.
Yeah.
Was Whoopi Goldberg a bigger star coming off of 1? Because she, when did she do Ghost?
Because
she was the highest paid actress for that, wasn't
well,
she?
Well, 1 was like, it was official, like, yo, Whoopi Goldberg.
Is here.
Is big here.
Because I think she got the biggest paycheck that year.
No, Color Purple was like 85, so she had been that girl.
No,
but
it was
she was like
she
didn't have the box office to back it up.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, this is like in her prime.
So she won the Academy Award for Ghost. That came out in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Act was 90.
I think that was
192.
I think it was 91, if I'm not mistaken.
Sister Act 2 was 92.
Sister Act 2 was 93.
Sister Act 2 was 90. Sister Act. Sister Act was 92.
92. Oh, I
so
didn't
the sequel
that.
Came out too fast. That was another thing.
That was 92 and 93.
That is pretty fast for
that's
a
sequel. That's a fast.
But next
turnaround.
Year is I mean, they had to go right back.
Put some Negroes in it.
Because Sister Act was a smash. It was just like, yo, this movie made over 100 mil.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was just like, all right, Whoopi Goldberg's salary going up.
What'd she get for that? It was a lot.
For Sister Act?
Two. She got
more
for one.
She probably got
one.
A lot for Sister Act 2.
She got a lot for 1, too, right?
Maybe.
May 29th, 92, and then the other one came out December 10th, 93.
Let me see if I can find the salary.
That's a
How
very
How do you remember years that movies
Tony
I'm a movie,
been on
I'm
the
a movie nerd, yeah. man. Even movies
I
never saw.
Over there. My spectrum.
When it comes to movie stuff, he also just spends a lot of time doing it, but it's weird. That's why I'm really surprised you haven't seen it. And you done seen Aliens how many times?
Oh.
You could take one
of
them. I watch
that annually, damn near.
You could take one of them.
But it's favorites. Action. Action is my favorite genre, not musicals.
He got paid $7 to $12 million for Sister Act
2. In 1992?
That's a bad.
That's good money.
She didn't have to do nothing for real. Bless
she had a net worth of $70 million, but she was getting paid.
Dang, Tony. This is surprising. If
I'm
you
shocked.
If they had you kidnapped and they were like, one of your friends has to see Sister Act 2, if you get
never,
it wrong,
you never think it was me.
We would die.
I'd Jay ain't seen it.
I have seen it.
Oh, all right. I was just trying to get the heat on.
Blame the white man.
Jay
I went to the theaters to support.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I wasn't born yet.
Me and
he
Matt,
didn't see
Mark
it in
Garland
theaters.
And,
I didn't see no movies in theaters.
Yeah, man.
It was against our religion.
Y'all wasn't putting the money
what?
In.
My past, this, I never got this even as a child. We couldn't go to the movies, but we could watch movies. He's like, nah, you can't go to the theater. But you can
watch.
What's
wrong with the theater?
I found out later his son had sex in movie theater. So
see,
we all got punished. And
see,
I was like, we want
to
go.
That's hilarious.
I was so mad
church.
When I found out. That.
That's some trash shit.
I just told you this.
Theaters are the devil.
That's why I don't go to church, man.
Just
pastors
right.
be crooked, man. They be projecting their own shit on the congregation.
My family, the whole sanctuary, I mean, the whole congregation, it was like, you can't go to the movies. Also, bowling alleys were the devil. Bowling alleys and movies were the two
what?
Big devils in our church.
What's happening?
But we could watch movies at home. So we just waited for and also we didn't have no money anyway, so it wasn't like, you know, we was waiting for it to come on VHS.
You couldn't go
anyway.
To bowling alleys? That's what bowling. I was in basic at Maranatha. Shout out Maranatha Church. Brothers and Sisters in Christ.
Jay grew up in a black church.
Brothers
but we used
and Sisters
to,
in Christ.
Yeah, basic.
That's getting out of black girls
I'm a
from.
Basic bitch. No, but yeah, we used to like go to bowling alleys and yeah, I don't. You couldn't go to bowling alleys.
Couldn't
that's
go to bowling
alleys. What was the
dark,
devil about that?
Too much dark equals sex. I guess that was his logic.
What?
I never got
the bowling it. Alley makes more sense than the movie theater.
Why?
Why?
Because the bowling alleys can get sketchy. People
they
be in
care.
There smoking
and
they fights
could
in the bowling
smoke
alley.
In the,
yeah.
At that time, see, back when we were growing up, you could actually smoke indoors. So in the bowling
alley is gritty, man.
Oh, man.
We used to go, well, we had Vacation Bible School, and that shit was lit.
Oh,
that
I went to Vacation
favorite.
Bible School one summer.
It was fun, and
we
had field trips.
We watched this movie called The Lady in White in Vacation Bible School.
I don't know that one.
It was a ghost story movie, and I'm like, yo, why are we watching this here? The kid was murdered. Her ghost kept coming. The ghost kept reliving her murder, so she would a ghost would go to the schoolhouse and get murdered out every night. She would relive it every night.
And they turned that on at Vacation Bible School?
Yes.
They thought it was a communion movie. They're like, man, the lady in white.
They used to scare us in church, so that's probably what it was. Yo. Like, you going to go to hell. Because
it was creepy.
Because
it was
murdered.
Like, and that kid got locked in the closet at the school because these bullies locked him in there. So he was in there all night. So he was in there on the shelf, scared by himself. And then the ghost came in. And he was like, and then the ghost saw him, and then she got her death reenacted. You don't see the killer, you just see her getting strangled. And then he watched it, and then the killer comes back in real life looking for something in that closet, and the little boy is up there.
And they didn't come at the end and tell you why we watched that?
Oh, yeah, it was just her soul couldn't rest because her murder wasn't solved.
Her mom
ended up killing herself because she lost her daughter. It was like, yeah, it was.
So they came and was like, y'all soul got to rest with Jesus,
huh?
What were they wanting y'all to get out of
it? I
don't know why we were watching it.
They're like, sorry guys, Sister Act 2 was checked out, so we're gonna watch Lady in White.
Like, this movie good. I think we watched Critters 2 as well.
What was happening in that?
They were letting us pick the movie.
You were in a cult.
They were like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Critters 2, Lady in White.
You know what movie terrified me as a kid? The People Under the Stairs.
That scared you?
What? Roach?
Soft.
Them people was in there? I was like,
soft.
That movie was soft.
Really?
Yeah.
Horror movies anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But that was, I was like, this is terrifying.
Fool.
The movie that scared me was Signs. That shit fucked me up.
Oh, Signs. I love Signs.
Signs.
Signs is the
that
alien
shit was
with
scary.
Asthma.
Yes, water,
the
water.
Alien with asthma.
Well,
No,
the kid had asthma. That saved his life, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, his lungs were closed. The I was water. Like, oh my God, the alien gonna kill me because I got asthma. He gonna go in my lungs. And then
asthma was gonna help you.
And then, but it was scary because it was like he was gonna seek me out. I still didn't want to be touched by the alien. Yeah. The alien
was
scary.
Signs
was
good
fun.
Though.
That alien was like,
he gave him the Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's what happened. Melissa was live one time, and I didn't know, and I was in my drawers, and I walked by her camera, and she got the picture, and I looked like that doggone alien inside. So I was like, and I was big, because you ain't paying attention, you be breathing out. So when she caught me, I had just breathed out. I'm at home. You know, at home, you ain't got nothing to hide. So
your
I looked at the
down.
Picture. I was like,
this behind? They always said that right before they showed the alien, they speak in another language.
Yeah.
They like, it's behind. And then, it's behind.
That's so crazy. Oh, man. And the way the music and then Joaquin Phoenix was
like,
His reaction. That movie is great.
What was the scariest movie as a kid? Under 10.
The Thing. With Kurt Russell. That movie ruined my goddamn life. I saw, because my brothers were just watching all kind of stuff, and I was just little, and they would just be watching Nightmare on Elm Street, Evil Dead 2, and I'm just on the outskirts, like, and I'm just trying to be nosy in the mix, but I would always see too much. I would stick around too long, be like, what y'all watching? I'll be behind the couch. And I peeked over, and I was like, all right, this movie's not too bad. Because I love movies, so I wanted in on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be one. And then, man, when he was about to, that dude was on the table, and he was going to give him the electric.
Oh,
yeah.
He put his arms on the electric, and his whole torso opened up, and it was teeth. And he bit the dude's arms off, and then the head came off, and the bottom was a spider. I was like,
what?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't sleep for a week.
No, thank you.
Man. It's crazy what you remember. Like,
oh,
like
my God.
How old were you?
So I had to be like 7.
Oh, yeah.
Because the movie, it wasn't when it first came out. It was like a reviewing of it. Because it came out in 82. I didn't see it then, but it was like later on. I was up all night. I was Lionel Richie. All night long. I was
so
in school.
To the heavens.
To this day, that's the scariest movie I've ever seen. But it's
still
so good, though. Yes, because
I don't watch horror movies.
If you put yourself in that scenario, it's terrifying. It's the perfect horror movie, in my opinion.
What about you, Jay?
There's three things I remember. One, when I was 5, my dad took me to Jaws I was 5.
Wow.
And my mom was pissed. And I didn't go in swimming pools for like years. If I masturbated in the tub, that was done.
If you haven't seen that episode, they're going to be like, why do they keep wanting her to talk about the bathtub masturbation?
Yeah.
Go back to the last episode with Mel Mitchell if you don't know why.
That freaked me out. I remember Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Oh, yeah. My dad took me that when the dude, human head on the dog, yeah, it just came up and it was like,
yeah.
And I was like, visual. What? It's like this fat bulldog, but it's a human head. And it,
crazy visual.
And then the other one,
that sound,
because he just looked at me going,
yeah, man.
And then the other thing that, if you explain it, it sounds dumb, but the first Friday the 13th, when Freddy's arms stretch across.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street, yeah. Like, yeah, he was coming down that little alleyway,
like,
yeah.
If you see it now, it looks dumb, but like at the time, just the idea that you couldn't run around him. And I was like, yeah.
That visual was scary.
Little Irish
Jack. Yeah. That's a, look at
him. Sure.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing
though.
That as a kid.
That is weird.
Yeah. Dude,
and the graphics were good then.
Dude,
let me tell you,
and he
how
just walked up and he went.
Let me tell you how scary I was. My brothers were talking about Nightmare on Elm Street. They were just talking about it, and I was behind the couch again.
You was behind that couch a lot,
but I missed the beginning of their conversation. I just rolled into the back of the couch. Yeah, it's this one dude that he kills you when you're sleeping. His name is Freddy Krueger. He kills you in your dream, and you die in real life. Oh. So imagine being a kid hearing that without
like,
hearing
this.
Let's
put
a
nightmare in your head.
I didn't hear the movie part. I just heard it's this dude, Freddy Krueger, killing people in the sleep. And I was like, why you back here crying, man? Freddy, man.
Freddy Krueger is also a great name for a villain.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
like, that's a fantastic name for a killer.
Freddy
Mike Myers, he could sell insurance.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger gonna kill you at night.
Right.
For sure.
He don't have no
choice but to kill
people.
He
asked with a name like Freddy Krueger, what you gonna do? Be a little league coach?
Man.
You gonna murder in dreams. You got your face melted off.
You
don't
buy
have
no
options.
Cutlass from Freddy Krueger?
Oh, yeah.
And you said Signs was the scariest movie you saw?
Signs. And then also there were like the urban legends of elementary school that used to scare the shit out of me. Did y'all have Bloody Mary at y'all's school?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Bloody Mary scared the shit. It was like second grade. That was all that was going on was Bloody Mary.
And that scared me.
That shit, like, turn the lights on. She come to the bathroom and kill you. Yep. Somebody died before it. I was like, And then
I still think about her to this day.
Honestly, like, sometimes like this bitch is going to pop out one day. And I was freshly skipped in the grades. I just got from first grade to second grade, right? They skipped me in second semester, right? Thank
you.
You couldn't tell me shit. But they was like, we gonna fuck with this young bitch because she's 6 and we're 7.
Damn.
So they were like, and I had told everybody in school, my dad used to take us out of school to go see movies, right? Uh-huh. That was our thing. So he was like, gonna pick us up early. I told everybody because I couldn't hold water. Yeah. I was like, my dad, come pick me up. We going to see The Mummy and we going to see
That's
The Scorpion.
That's why they didn't like you in school.
They hated my ass. So I was like, my daddy, come to pick me up. We going to see The Mummy Returns.
Yes.
With
that was
The Rock in it. Because The Rock was in it. We loved The Rock. Yeah. Like, this is when wrestling was at its peak. Yeah. He lived in Miami. Him and my dad went to the same barber. It was a whole thing. So I was like, we going. But they was like, oh, you got to be careful because Bloody Mary's in The Mummy. Didn't make sense as an adult, but at 6 years old, I was like, bitch, she's in the movie? They were like, she's going to be in the movie and she's going to come kill you. And I was like, oh my God, Bloody Mary is in The Mummy. I was terrified. My dad was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was just like, they said Bloody Mary going to be in the movie.
Did y'all still watch it?
I still went.
Okay, and you was like, man, she wasn't even
this. What is Bloody Mary? Y'all done told me she was going to come kill me. You got that movie.
Because that's a scary urban legend. They was like,
how did it get to every school? Who made this shit
up? Because it would be like different variations of it. It's like, all right, you say Bloody Mary. All it really is when you throw water droplets on the mirror, they just turn red. That's Bloody Mary. And then another one was like, she'll show up and slash your face.
Yeah.
And another one is like, if you ever call her, she's going to show up and stay in your mirror
that's
every time you turn the lights
that's
off.
That's the one I heard.
And I was like,
no,
all
I heard
of them had me
cute.
Like,
yeah. I'm going to tell you what used to scare me, too. Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh.
Robert Stack's voice alone, but one particular episode, they was in the pool, and they heard children's laughter, and the little feet had went on the water in the pool.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm dead.
Dude, hearing,
I'm going to die.
Hearing little kids laughing, but you don't see them, is the creepiest shit.
Jay. It is, and their laughs are not even sinister. It's just that disconnect.
Oh, dude.
And then in the episode, the swing was going. Yeah. With no kid. I was like,
kids are scary.
Why did they make just unsolved mysteries so scary, man? They just unsolved stuff. They don't even have nothing. They robbing a bank in this episode, and we never caught them. Why is it? It's all foggy.
Because
and show
Ghost
up
did it.
It's Tony. Be like,
if you tell somebody what you ate yesterday under this
here
music,
we go, do it.
It's gonna be scary.
Right, here we go. So last night, I had a good bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I put almond milk in it instead of whole milk, and I had a good time. It was a good ass time.
You need the light.
And I finished that bowl and drank the milk. It was a good ass time.
Let me tell you what scared me. He asking us for help. If you. Hey, nigga, I'm not helping y'all.
If dude. You see these kids, the disembodied kids laughing.
Me?
Call us.
Yeah. I'm not calling nobody.
Call us tonight. Yeah.
He really had a little trench coat.
He did.
He was pointing to
Call
your soul.
Pop.
You. Yeah.
You.
Kevin Frederick. Me, Robert Stack? I don't want to see
if
those.
If you know who killed this woman and where the killer is, yeah. Call us tonight. Because you could be next.
That's what I'm
yeah. Did anyone ever solve these mysteries?
No.
No, it was unsolved.
There's
was
no all, solved mysteries.
This was made the fuck
yeah,
up.
There's no solved.
He sold it, though.
Oh, man.
He sold it himself.
It was always creepy in that beginning, man. Robert Stack.
Robert Stack, man.
He was the voice of Ultra Magnus in Transformers.
All right, here we go. Finna close. What's the story about the last time you cried? Random question generator. We're starting with you, Mel.
Oh, man.
Shit. I cry every 3 days. I don't fucking know. I be crying.
Mel told us in the green room that Love Drought, Beyonce Love Drought song.
Oh, that is my cry song.
Make her cry.
I'm not familiar with this.
10 song. Times out of 9, I know you're lying. And 9 times out of 10,
I know
you're
trying, so I'm trying.
It's on Lemonade. Tony, you don't like that album.
I do like
Lemonade.
Trying
to be
you
there.
Do?
Yeah.
But you don't like Renaissance?
It's not that I don't like Renaissance. I just never went back.
You never went to see back to see Sister Act 2 either. So 3 days ago, you cried over.
I don't know. My cycle on. I don't know what I fucking cried about. I'd be crying. Yeah. I'm going through a breakup.
Her room didn't have a bath.
No.
No.
Where are the Jets?
Ain't no Jets in this bitch.
Yeah.
Hello.
We can't keep calling this back though. I forget.
Oh yeah,
episode.
My bad.
You can't
That's
go back
fault.
And watch the episode. You'll get it.
Not to bring my dad's funeral, but it was also like there was a lot of laughter. I mean, like all of his buddies and was everybody was telling stories. But I did tear up off TikTok. I don't know what it is. I don't know if
TikTok
you get this.
Too.
If you ever since you got your dog. I don't know what it is. As soon as I got wrinkles, now I get thing of people putting their dogs down. And I'm like, why are
you
filming
this?
Jay, I saw one of these, and I didn't realize that's what was happening
yes.
in the video. She was just like, you got to be there to the end. And she was holding
And then you
the
see
dog.
The guy behind give the injection?
No, I didn't even see
why
that.
Why are they doing this?
They was too close in. She had a big old Rottweiler.
Yeah.
She was holding it.
I think it's
like
you got
you know, been. It was like we've been friends forever. And I'm just thinking it's one of these, like, I love my dog. And then the dog tongue go out his mouth, and I said, what? Hey, what? And I backed up in the comments. I said, nigga, this is a euthanized. Why you? I don't want to be in here.
Why are you recording this dog?
And why do you have this on TikTok?
Dude, ever since I got wrinkles, and I'll see that, and I'm like, get this the fuck up.
Dog, you shouldn't be able to post that. You got to tell me up front in the caption.
Also,
I don't know
somebody
what I was
being
watching.
Like this. All right. So let me really see it. Go ahead and give it to me. And you're like,
right.
let's frame
let
this. Let's get the lighting. Okay, go.
That's
I'm
ridiculous.
Like, that I'm
why
like,
are you taping that?
And then I'll look at wrinkles. I'll be like, don't ever die.
He's that's like, why I'm looking at Monty. And I'm like, man,
he's going to be like, I'm
you
die
on me.
I didn't get it. I ain't going to hold you. I didn't get it before.
Oh, dude.
I was one of those people.
Yeah.
Y'all love the pets too much. Y'all
stupid ass dog.
Boy, when I told you I got that dog, I say, oh, and we're only 1 year in.
Oh, yeah.
You get 10, 12, 15 years in, that dog done. He be like, I'd be watching TV, have my little feet crossed. He come and put his head on my foot.
Dude.
I said, man.
I know. Yeah.
You
all right?
Get your tear up. You feel okay?
They your friends, man.
They
dogs
your friends.
Are so fucking sweet.
The other day, he was trying. He always like scrapes the blanket to try and get under it. Uh-huh. And so I'm just like watching TV, and then I hear him just start going. Ah! He got his dew claw hooked in it, and I was like, oh god, wrinkles, no. Are you all right?
Wrinkles, no.
Wrinkles, no.
Such a funny name.
Wrinkles is a great name for a dog.
Don Wrinkles.
Wrinkles, no.
Rinks, yeah.
Me and that boy had a dog, and I never had a dog before, so I didn't give a fuck about dogs. And then I got him. You know the episode of Family Guy when Brian's like, until you have a child?
Yeah.
Until you have... I love that dog. Then when the breakup was fresh, I missed the boy and I missed the dog. Mm. And I was at the gym, and this girl at the gym, one of the trainers has a dog, and he just be in the gym, and the dog came up to me and was like, and I was like, you know.
Like, your eyes are wide.
They know.
They be knowing. Like, you're sad.
They be knowing.
Pets be knowing.
When my brother passed and I came home, Monty was like, man, I'm going to be right here for you. I was like, what do you know?
I'll be your brother.
Trust me.
Same thing when my pops passed. Same thing.
They know, bro.
Wrinkles.
I don't know how they know or who told them.
They can probably smell tears or some shit. And
yeah,
like,
they can smell a lot of stuff. Yeah. I be seeing on TikTok the dogs, people have diabetes.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they'll like bump your nose or bump your shoulder, and then you stick the hand out, and they'll tap your hand up if your blood sugar's too high or down.
It's amazing. Wow.
And the dog is telling you you need to check your blood sugar. So I was watching this TikTok. And this lady said she found out she had a heart murmur because the lady had a heart problem, and her dog was nudging the lady. And she was like, this is going to sound weird, but my dog is like a service dog. Yeah. I have a heart issue. You should probably get your heart checked out. And she said, that's how I found out I had a heart murmur.
Wow.
Because the dog was like, also you.
The dog be like.
You, so he was snitching. Like,
your cats will just look at you.
Them artists is clogged. I can smell it. You better go into the people.
They be showing love too, man.
Tony, you remember the last time you cried?
Oh, yeah. I cried yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, man. You know, because my breakup is fresh, too. So I got the breakup. I cry with Serene all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, and to what y'all talking about, when I found out Serene passed, the cats was like looking at me.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, I was bawling, and the cats was like, it was like extra, like midnight busting in the room, like, you good? Like, he don't normally bust in the bedroom like that. They're not allowed. He got in there like... And then Dapper just kept looking at me, like, full eye contact. And I was like, yo, y'all be knowing. And in the midst of it, I was just looking at them like, what y'all looking at, man? Cass be knowing.
Yeah.
So,
like, I ain't gonna hug you, because fuck you. But you good?
Yeah.
But I see you, though. Yeah. And this is like a hug.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a dog, this would be a hug. Yeah, and I want you to know, the last time I cried, once my brother passed, I've already been emotional, but I didn't cry like that. When Jay passed, I'd be crying all the time.
Yeah.
The last time I cried hard, I cry all the time now.
Mm.
Little thoughts. But that dog on Black Panther movie.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
For sure. For sure.
I cried the moment it opened.
Mm.
But when she sat down at that beach.
My brother.
And that baby was there. And she was in Chadwick. Because I was sad about Chadwick too.
Yeah.
And then my brother.
It was a lot.
My family was. Chadwick Jason. I mean, people were like, are y'all okay? No.
Yeah.
Like, we was in the parking lot of the AMC by my house, hugged up like the end of Martin, like, people was like, beep, beep, they're trying to get by.
Yeah, move, man.
Dog, we cried.
I cried harder the second time I watched it. First time I was able to keep it together. The second time I was full.
You watched that twice, but couldn't watch Sister Act 2 once.
Yeah. I'm about to put that on Instagram right now. Thank you for watching. I saw this on the internet. If you want to submit a story or you want to tell Tony how to watch Sister Act 2, you can do that at internet@kevonstage.com. This has been Mel Mitchell, Big Irish J, Tony Baker. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.